Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We welcome in now the voice of the Buffalo Bills, Chris Brown, joining us now on the WBEN live line. Chris, want to start with the playoff picture. The Steelers are now back in the AFC North lead. The Chiefs lost again. The Ravens lost. And the Texans and that defense that obliterated Josh Allen now play a hobbled Daniel Jones and the Colts. Make sense of this playoff picture for us because it is jumbled right now.
Yeah, good luck with that. It is very jumbled. I think it's as compacted as I've seen 1 through 10 in the conference in recent memory. And the danger of that is it gives everyone hope. Every team believes they have an opportunity to get into the postseason. And so you're not going to really have too many teams laying down, so to speak, here down the stretch. Every game is going to be ultra competitive, ultra intense, and super physical. And this stage of the season, you got a lot of bodies hanging and not feeling super great. So playing in physical, contested and intense matchups is going to ask a lot of every team here down the stretch.
And what will be some of the keys for the Bills to defeat Pittsburgh on Sunday?
Well, they're going to have to do a better job of protecting Josh Allen, and that might not be an easy task right now because, as we know, the Steelers are fifth in the league in sacks. They have T.J. Watt, you know, a defensive player of the year candidate, and his running mate on the other side, Alex Highsmith, looks like he's going to return from a pectoral injury and play this week. So they'll have their bookend pass rushers, and it's undetermined right now as to whether the Bills will have either of their starting tackles. Deion Dawkins and Spencer Brown have not practiced at all this week. Spencer Brown left last week's game with a shoulder injury. He's not expected to play. And Deion Dawkins was a bit of a surprise earlier this week when it was learned that he went into concussion protocol. He has not yet practiced this week either. So the Bills will have to go into their depth and on the road where there's a lot of crowd noise for the offense and two new tackles on the field. They're going to have to come up with a pretty interesting game plan to keep people off of Josh Allen.
Yeah, it is a really weird scenario because I can't remember the last time the Bills didn't have their core five guys on the O-line playing, and it's your two potentially best players on the O-line, your tackles that are out. Who fills their spot?
Yeah, we'll have to wait and see how that plays out. I think it's a given that Ryan Vandermark, who came in for Spencer Brown, will be one of the starters. So if one of those guys, let's just say Deion Dawkins clears concussion protocol and can play, Ryan Vandermark will be in for Spencer Brown. If both of them cannot play, the Bills have a couple of options at their disposal. Ryan Vandermark would obviously be one of the starting tackles, and if both are out, he probably moves to the left side. And then at right tackle, you'd be looking at one of these three options. You either would go with rookie offensive tackle Chase Lunt, who's been healthy and active for most of the year and really hasn't played a whole lot. You have Alec Anderson, who's mainly a reserve guard or center, but has played right tackle, was a three-year starter at UCLA in college at that position, so it's not foreign to him. He would be an option. And then Tylan Grable, who's been on IR and remains there, but began practicing this week, in a return from a concussion early in the season, could be activated to the 53-man roster. I don't know that they would press him into starting duty, but perhaps if things don't go well with the rookie Chase Lunt, he might be a guy that they would turn to somewhere during the course of the game, or if, God forbid, one of those two guys got hurt.
Now, I want to talk a little bit, this is more X's and O's stuff here. The Bills, we know, they struggled against the blitz versus the Texans. Dalton Kincaid status uncertain for Sunday. How much do you think the absence of Kincaid has hurt in the blocking game, not being able to chip a guy on the line of scrimmage? I heard D'Amico Ryans, the Texans coach, mention something like that this week. Is that a contributing factor at all, you think, to Josh getting hit so much?
Well, I mean, it was a game plan approach. The Bills decided they were going to use their front five to block the Texans' four. The Texans rarely blitz because their talent is so good among their four pass rushers up front that they don't need to send extra people because they're that talented and can get pressure on the quarterback on a consistent basis. The Bills felt their front five, which is a very good offensive line, would be able to handle those four. They were not. There were a few times in the game where they did provide extra help to the offensive lineman with chipping. Kincaid is not one that is often asked to do that. He's usually a guy out there running pass patterns and split wide away from the formation. That's usually Dawson Knox and Jackson Hawes handling that, along with the fullback Reggie Gilliam. So I don't think his absence in the lineup impacted that per se. That was more of a game plan decision.
All right, and Chris, one quick thing here, a little side note. Last Saturday, the premiere of the Hallmark Channel movie, Holiday Touch and a Bill's Love Story, your movie debut, albeit voiceover, what was that experience like?
It was interesting to see how the movie industry, you know, does their job. You know, being in the broadcasting industry, we know how radio and television work, but seeing it from, or through the lens, I should say, of movie makers, it's a completely different operation. And yeah, if you didn't blink, you caught me on camera too, in the radio booth. So you got to wait about an hour and 52 minutes until the payoff comes. But like I said, don't blink or you'll miss me.
Got to get that SAG card now. Get whatever benefits the big actors get. All right. Well, Chris, thank you so much for joining us, and go Bills.
All right. Take care, guys.
That is Chris Brown, Bills play-by-play announcer. It's 8 o'clock.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.